I mean, match went really well on my side from the beginning till the end. Match was suspended yesterday, so it was not easy to come back again and to win this set. It was the best scenario, so I'm just happy that it went, like you said, perfectly all the way through from the beginning till the end on my way.
Karen, you are playing really well here at Roland Garros again this year. What is it about Roland Garros that brings out the best in your game?
I just like to play on clay in general, so one of the surfaces that I like, and especially it's a Grand Slam, you know, you try to be extra motivated, extra pumped, and you try to bring your best from you, and it's one of my favorite Grand Slams, so maybe that's why I'm playing best tennis here.
You're gonna play Zverev. What can you tell us about this guy?
He's good. We know each other pretty well from juniors, from like long time ago, and we played once actually 2 years ago. And I know him well. He's doing great, second year in a row, and we'll see. I mean, it's a tough opening, but we're in the fourth round, so only best players are still in the tournament, so hopefully it can be a good match.
Karen, considering the big stage and you're playing a French guy, would you say that this is one of the best matches you've ever played, maybe?
I don't know. It's tough to compare with some other matches, but of course it was not easy to play on the Philippe Chatrier court, you know, when honestly all the crowd was for Lucas, and I understand, you know, he's a home favorite and French guy, so, but I don't know, I was just more focusing on my game, what I should do, and I think in these parts I did pretty well, that's why I got the win in the straight sets.
Karen, can you describe us how you play, your style, for people who doesn't know you? Because today and yesterday it wasn't only boom, boom.
But what is the question? Sorry.
Can you describe us your style for people who doesn't know Karen Khachanov is?
Who doesn't know me? My style of play is more aggressive, but I don't know. I don't want to tell you all the secrets. I don't know. It's about the surf. More advantage with the surf, and then to try to take advantage in the point, to take the lead, and to step in inside the court and play more aggressive. Yeah, that's the main thing.
The French guy who you played, he said that you are his friend, and you train a lot with each other. So how well you know each other?
Yeah, that's true. With Lucas, we are really good friends, and on tours, he's a really nice guy. Outside the court, we joke a lot with our teams, and we went for, I don't know, dinners. We practiced a lot, and we're really close.
It's the first time. Was it your first time on Philippe Chatrier, or
no? Last year was with against Andy Murray in the fourth round. I played, so it was second time.
Did it help that you played there last year? Is this a special court to get used to?
Yeah, of course, it's never easy to play on the big court. It's the feeling's a little bit different. You need to adjust. You have to have a few games because the size of the court is bigger. You know, it's like just about the feeling. So, a few games you need to adjust, and after you get used to it, yeah.
You said today's match was a big challenge because of being on Chatrier and because of the support of the home crowd. Do you think winning convincingly in a match like that can actually help you now progress throughout Roland Garros, and that you can learn from that experience and take it as a positive?
Yeah, of course. In a Grand Slam, as easier you win and you spend less hours on the court and less energy, it's better for you. But at the end, you have every match is a really tough one, and a new guy, new opening, so you need to prepare and to be ready for every match. So at the end, sometimes it matters how much time you spend on the court, of course. If you can win in three sets, it's the best. If not, you need to fight and to win in four or five. But I hope it can help me to go through. So let's see about the next one.
Lucas trained in the morning on the center court on Philippe Chatrier. Did you have a choice? Does it matter for you where you train, on the same court as you play or on any other court?
In this case, it didn't really matter for me. So I prefer to sleep a little longer and to warm up on the other court. And yesterday was the same, actually. So if I would play first match, yeah, definitely I would warm up on the same court. But if I play second or third, it doesn't really matter for me. I'd rather to warm up somewhere else.
So up until the match, you didn't step on the center court?
No.
No.
I just went for the match and I had 5 minutes warm up on that court and that's it.
And that's it. You won 3 sets.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe that's a way.
Karen, can you share your earliest memory of Sasha Zverev? Like maybe when did you played him or saw him the first time?
I think we know each other since we were 14, 13, 14. So we were playing tennis tournaments under 14, then under 16, 18, some team cups. I was playing for Russia, he was playing for Germany. So we were playing against each other. But actually at that age, we didn't play against each other. So the first time we played was 2016 in St. Petersburg. So he beat me that time, and that's it, actually. But we know each other pretty well. Also, we are good outside the court with his parents. They know me also. I know them well. So, yeah, he's a nice guy, and yeah, that's what I can say.